It's another morning, and this is the news, according to me. It's a fine Monday morning, and I guess, at least this is where I'm sitting, right here in this hotel. It's very fine. I have, it's Monday, the 24th of May, 2021. There's a lot going on. Actually, I'm in Michigan. I'm in Michigan, where the governor of Michigan, Miss Whitmer, is once again, has been caught over the weekend doing something stupid. The only reason she thinks it's stupid is because she got caught. She was stupid and got caught. She's blaming the fact that she's human on what she did. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm human, I totally forgot. You're the governor. You're the one who institutes these rules, and now you go and break them. Here we go again. This is another case of, rules for thee, not for me. The Land Shark Grill, I guess it's called. Land Shark or Lone Shark? I think it's Land Shark. I don't know. She went out to eat with about 12 of her friends. I'm assuming she has friends. They're probably not friends. They're probably just people who suck up to her because she's the governor. In reality, she probably has no friends, if you really want to get down to it. I don't know. I know she's got people that she's got dirt on, and they all tend to... I know how people like that are. Tend to suck up with... And of course, my phone is exploding now with messages that have nothing to do with this show. Fellow co-workers, always bugging me. And I'll call them workers, I guess, co-people. Anyway, importantly, what we need to cover, though, about this whole Whitmer thing is that, they went to this restaurant, and I don't believe they serve sweet tea there. However, I do have tea in my cup this morning. It's iced tea. I had to purchase unsweetened tea because the place was out of sweet tea. And then I had to put a bunch of packets of sugar in it to bring it up to par to where I could choke it down. And I have to say, it's not the best tea I've ever had. But it's also, the sweetness is not quite there. It would be good if it wasn't old tea. I think it was tea that was made yesterday morning that I bought last night. And, of course, because it was unsweetened, it doesn't preserve it quite as well. So it gets this... regular black tea forms something called coliform bacteria after a while. And I believe that it has a certain flavor. I call it moldy tea. Some of you know I know what I'm talking about. When it has kind of turned, the taste has kind of turned a little bit. And it's right on the edge of that right now. So I'm drinking it. But of course, it always concerns me when I drink it because, it can make you, it can't make you ill, like you're going to die, kind of ill. Just, it does things to your digestive system, let's just put it that way. I won't get into any more detail about it because I think you know where I'm going. Well, I think you know what I meant. I'll be going later to something because of this tea, probably. But it's okay. It's all right. I had the free breakfast at the hotel that I'm in this morning. Is it a hotel or a motel? It's a hotel. I can explain why later. It's not a motel. It's a hotel. So Whitmer. I want to talk about this a little bit, and then we'll get into some headlines. I'm going to have a show this afternoon. I actually have time to have a show this afternoon before I leave this hotel. So I want to talk a little bit about this Whitmer thing. So what she did is her and a bunch of friends got together and went to this restaurant. And they pushed all these tables together. Now, the rules right now in Michigan say six or less people. And they recommend if you're not wearing masks that you have that you've been vaccinated. Everyone has to have been vaccinated. Anyone not being vaccinated has to wear a mask. So these 12 people get together in a restaurant, no less. Not just in a home gathering. This is in a restaurant. Now, keep in mind, I'm in Michigan right now. Last night, first of all the restaurants that are open are only open for either carry out or drive through. There's nothing open in this area anyway that you can just walk in and order a meal. Part of that is because they can't find any help, because Michigan is still, they're going to continue the federal unemployment benefits because they're here to help. They're here to destroy small businesses, the service industry especially. So, you know, the only places that are, you know, making a killing right now are the carryout pizza place or the delivery pizza places that everybody's ordering pizza. So, and I refuse to do that right now. I've had too much pizza. So I went out and got some food. I walked through the drive-thru last night. That's what I did. Today I will do the same thing again. I ate the free breakfast here at the hotel, but this is all, you know, side information that I know you want to know, but it's important to you, and you're probably taking notes on all this stuff because it's going to be important in your life later. So make sure you pay close attention to what I'm talking about. You need to hang on every word I say. The Whitmer incident, they had 12 people, no masks. Supposedly everyone was vaccinated. I don't care. I don't care if you have a meeting, 12 people get together in a restaurant. I think that's a great thing. Nobody wearing masks. Everybody can see each other's smiling faces. It's a wonderful thing. No muzzles. No stupid masks. I don't necessarily say it's emphatically wrong to wear a mask. I'm just saying I disagree with, or I question what people are calling science on this mask-ish thing, because there's the real world application of this thing. And now guess what they're saying now? Guess what they're saying now? This comes from highly paid sources in the CDC. The cloth masks are actually more detrimental than the N95 mask. Now, we've always known this, but now they're saying that the cloth masks actually do not protect you at all and may actually increase other problems. They're not saying what those other problems are, but I still contend that the cloth masks actually makes it worse. Now, there's a weird thing going on in India that's a black fungus, and I'm trying to look into this, and I can't find any really good reports because... they just don't have good reports on the black fungus in India. And why they're just talking about it in India, I don't know. That's another good question. But I'm going to get to the bottom of this because, in fact, I might look at another report here. I've been trying to find this morning. I just did a quick, black fungus infections on the rise in India, antifungal drug. Gravitas says black fungus declared an epidemic in India. And I'm not sure exactly what, like 600,000 people, I think, have contracted this thing. Oh, no, I guess. This report says 300,000. I thought I saw something that said 600,000. Maybe not. Oh, 600,000 confirmed cases. I think that was in one day. Now, you have to understand that reporting in India is not, it kind of comes in lumps, so much like my numbers on this show. I was looking at my numbers again, and all of a sudden, it shoots up. It's all over the place. For about a week, it was it was just flatlined. It was within three people, three views, three listens for a week. Same numbers, three listens, no increase, no decrease. Within three people for 7 days. I don't believe that. Actually, it was more than that. From the 5th? No, from the 11th until the 20th. Yeah, that's 9 days. And then it shot back up again. So I don't know what's going on. It's all over the place. So the reporting in India is kind of that way, and it's, you know, they don't have, you know, direct access all the time to reporting numbers. They'll can go, you know, pull in the numbers, and they don't have daily counts like we do here. They don't, there's not as good as internet coverage. There's not as good of communication abilities there in some remote parts. And not that there's much remote area there. It's pretty much just, well, you can drive for miles and just see nothing but people. I mean, miles, like hundreds of miles, and see nothing but people. But the population density is much higher. So this kind of stuff is going on, and let's look at this black fungus thing going on. And I, you know, here again, I don't know what that's all about. Something to do with something in India. I don't know why. And that's what I need to find out. I need to find out what it is that's causing the black fungus thing. So that's, there you go. That's all I'm going to say about that. Now, the on the other hand, we have Gretchen Whitmer here and she gets caught with this, having this event. Now, here's the important part of this thing. Like I said, I don't care if somebody gets together with people. What I care about is the rule makers, the people who are telling us we can't do this, the people who are fining people and closing down businesses, taking away their permits to do their work, whether it's hair salons or their, you know, because they have to have a permit to cut hair, or if it's restaurants, you know, they pull their permit to have a restaurant. That kind of stuff is happening here in Michigan. When people defy their rules, they shut them down. They fine them. They put them in. Well, one lady went to jail. Yeah, that's the one that I know of. That's probably more than that. And yet the governor, because, you know, she's not like everybody else. She's above them. You know, they get special privileges. She has an event in a restaurant, no less, with 12 people, no masks. They push tables together so they can all be together. She gets caught. She turns around and she says, well, you know, I'm human. I forgot. We weren't thinking about it because we were all vaccinated, so we didn't think about it. Oh, well then, okay. Oh, well, that's okay, Governor. Oh, of course. How silly. You just forgot. Yeah. You've been touting this every day for the last year, and you just forgot. You've been viciously going after anybody who opposes your rules. You and your Secretary of State, your Attorney General, State Attorney General. And you just forgot. Oh, silly you. Well, of course, you're excused from that then. Okay, then. Yeah, that's okay. No. Here's what gets me about this. And this is what I think people need to realize. This isn't the first time she's been caught doing this. Okay, there's a couple times she's been caught doing this. Her husband was also involved in something where he went up north. And of course, they lifted the restrictions up north where their little vacation home is initially. And he had to go up there, of course. Excuse me. And so he went up there with some friends. It's believed that they had a card playing, because he said he went up to rake leaves, but there was other cars there and there was no leaves. In a season when you don't have leaves. It was in the spring. Sure, there's some leaves. Most people don't rake leaves in the spring as much. They rake them in the fall. So I'm not sure exactly what was going on there. And he wanted to put his boat in the water that weekend. Of course, and they wouldn't do it. And he kind of, you know, tried to push his weight around because he's the governor's husband. He's the first man, apparently, in Michigan. And so he got in trouble for that. The other thing that of course there's been other incidents where she's done things and got caught. She went to Florida on a private jet. One of her donors let her ride down there on a private jet. Well, she actually kind of demanded she get their private jet. They took her went down to Florida and spent some time on the beach down there. Walked around, went to restaurants. You know, basically went to a state that was wide open because, you know. She didn't want to stay in her own state because it's closed. So, rules for thee, not for me. So now she does this. Now, she's been caught a few times. Here's the problem. And most people don't think about this. They just think that she's going to be caught every time. She's probably only caught maybe 1 out of 10 times that she breaks the rules like this. We have to assume that she's gotten away with some things that she hasn't been caught doing. Does she get caught every single time? No, she's only done it 3 times. 3 times is still 3 times too many, don't get me wrong. But I guarantee you that she has made a lifestyle out of this, which is why she thinks she can get away with it every time, which, you know, even though she gets caught once in a while. I guarantee you, she's broken the rules more times and just not gotten caught that we know of. So keep that in mind when you hear about these people like Nancy Pelosi and Governor, what his name is, Newsom, and the governor in Cuomo, and what's his name? The mayor of New York City. All these blue state people now that are falling behind in economy and in unemployment numbers because they're continuing to pay people to stay on unemployment. People aren't going back to work. You've got businesses clamoring for workers, and yet the unemployment rate is really high. There's something wrong with that equation, folks. Stop and think about that for a moment. You put some logic to it. Now just a lot of things in the news cycle. I'm going to talk about some of the headlines, and I'm going to talk about the headlines. I'll be diving into some of these topics this afternoon on this afternoon show, because right now this is the kind of the short morning show. It's short, I guess, 30 minutes, whatever. And I'll be giving you a little bit more information later on this afternoon. Dr. Fauci's in the news again, and he has now, at first when Trump came out and said that the Wuhan laboratory was absolutely involved in the China virus, he was lambasted by that. And of course, Fauci came out and completely denied that and pushed back on that. Of course, the media had to believe Fauci over the president. The president alluded to the fact that he had intelligence information that gave him information that concerning that. And Fauci was, unable. Fauci didn't have that intelligence information. Now it comes out that Fauci is now saying that he's not convinced that it didn't come out from the lab, even though he emphatically told Dr. Rand Paul that his emphatic statement was very carefully crafted, and he kept saying it exactly the same way every time he said it. Basically, that we do not fund gain of function research. Gain of function is where they take a regular virus and they make it more deadly. Either more covert, more deadly, which is gain of function. A virus making it better, making the virus more effective as a virus. Now, the reason they would do this is because they can inject that virus into a community, make it more deadly, make the gestation period longer, and make the effectiveness of the virus in the population much higher. In other words, instead of having a 0.09% death rate in the community, it can have a 15% mortality rate. And now the making the gestation period longer is actually a benefit as well. This thing has almost a potentially two weeks. They're saying it's about 10 days. It can make the gestation period, the period in which you can be infected and not know it, about 3 weeks, 3 to 4 weeks, which they say is optimal, if you want to call it that. It's just, this is sick and morbid stuff. Because it can get into a community long before the community knows it's there. And in that 2-week period, people travel enough, it gets around and spread around enough that by the time the outbreak begins to happen, you don't realize how far it's gone, which is kind of almost what happened with this particular event. It was all over the country before we really realized it. We started having cases, you know, popping up. It was all over the country. And by that point, you know, you've already influenced, you've already spread it all over the place. And then, it pops up in pockets, which is, again, why they really don't know for sure how this thing spreads. They were talking, everybody was all, all of a sudden germaphobes for a while. And not all that stuff that we were doing, all these measures that we were taking didn't necessarily, it's okay to some degree. You can actually over-clean things. If you have a hospital sterile environment, now you have the possibility of getting something like MRSA. Because you have this, this over-sterilization thing. There are some superbugs that can only survive in some of those places. So, all these things are throwing off a balance of normal activity. A lot of distracting things going on here this morning. Now there's a garbage truck outside my window. I'm not sure if you can hear it or not, but he's like banging cans around and got his little backup beeper going. I think he knows this is a, this like this that's a, the guy driving that truck. I think he's from the CIA. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, he's just trying to. Now he's sticking his tongue out at me. Yeah, pretty sure he's making faces at me. So what was I talking about? See, they have already wiped my memory. That's what they were doing. That's those little beepers on the backup beepers wipe your memory. Pretty sure. So this Wuhan lab thing, this gain of research or gain of function stuff, all that stuff is designed to do, to have a purpose. Well, this is what they're funding. Now, the Wuhan laboratory was getting money from the U.S. government. Now, this is kind of like, we don't directly fund abortions, but we do fund Planned Parenthood. Well, when you inject money into an organization, money, maybe it's intended for one particular purpose, but guess what? That frees up their budget for other things. Even if you can't trace an actual dollar going from one account to another, now they don't have to spend money they have in their other accounts on whatever it is they would have had to spend money on. So you're paying for all their infrastructure so that all the money, other money that they get can go towards abortion. Otherwise, they'd have to use that money to pay things like the electric bill or the heating bill or whatever, whatever else those things are, all the other expenses that they have. And since they don't have to pay for those things, all the funding that they do get can go, and then they get private funding, they get private donations from racist people and people who want to control societies. They give them that money, and then that money can go directly towards abortion, and directing people to abortion clinics to pay, and helping to fund those things, paying for people's abortions. The majority by capita by far, way outnumber the number of minorities that get abortions is way over what it is for Caucasian. Now, having said all that, I don't like the fact that this page always refreshes every 2 seconds. Going through some headlines here, and we'll be talking about more of some of these things later on today. The CHICOMs, the CCP, the Chinese Communists, they've been in this kind of a Cold War thing going on, at least a warm war anyway, or cold, I don't know what you call it, it's chilly war with Australia. They're now saying that that Australia is insignificant and tells them they will be first to be hit. This is a pretty serious comment. Hit with what exactly? Now, keep in mind, Australia has only 20 million people. 25, I think it's 25 million people now, population of Australia. Maybe, could be closer, could be pushing 30. But it's about a tenth the size in population as the United States. A tenth. And they still have the same size landmass as the contiguous United States. So it's a large area. When you're talking about a billion people in China, actually more than a billion, I think, what is the population of China now? Is it pushing? Let's find out. We're going to find out here real quick. Oh, it failed. Secure connection failed. Try again. Here we go. 1.3 billion. So it's almost 1.4 billion people. So almost 1.5 billion people in China. So they could just take like a small, you know, county and go after Australia. And that's all they would need to do. So you got that going for you. There's an accuser, I guess it's some accuser came out against DeSantis. And I think she was some kind of a sexual assault thing. I haven't even heard what exactly was happened with all that. It didn't really hit the news. It hit the news, but they were trying to make something out of it. And now the accuser says she made it all up. Well, duh. Yeah. See, more than 30 people shot this weekend in New York City. That's the gun control capital of the world. But they have had 30 people get shot there. I don't know what China, they're trying to keep up with Chicago, I believe. Gangs from China hack Microsoft. Biden administration silent about source. China's being protected. I don't know if you can't see this. I don't know what you know. I don't know what kind of, maybe you need to get your eyes examined, because there is an obvious placating to China from this administration. There's no question, no doubt. Israel and Hamas agreed to a truce. Of course, that's kind of a, they have a ceasefire, but now they've come to some agreements. And of course, that's just because Hamas has been pretty much devastated. Their tunnel system has been really messed up. They've set them back a long ways now. They're going to have a hard time smuggling their little missiles around. LeBron breaks the rules, goes to a party, and it was some kind of tequila thing. It was a tequila promotional thing. But of course, he won't be suspended because, you know, he's LeBron. And Charles Barkley, I think, was out over the weekend talking about how they're not going to suspend. There's no way he gets suspended just because he's LeBron. Anybody else would have been, but he won't be. There's an interesting headline here. I'm going to have to dig into this a little bit. I might talk about it in this afternoon show. Christians face 6 years in prison for quoting the Bible in the UK. Yeah, this is where we're heading, folks. This is whether you're a believer or not, this kind of thing, you know, free speech is all great and wonderful, and until it's not, and all of a sudden free speech isn't free, you don't care as long as they're not coming after me and what I believe. Now, I know a lot of people who had no problem with the vaccination, you know, the vax passports. Because they were vaccinated. Well, I'm already vaccinated. I don't care about the vaccine passports. I'll show somebody I'm vaccinated. I don't care. Well, keep in mind, there's people out there who don't want to give their information out, or just this kind of just complying with this and going along with just because it doesn't affect you. When you start standing up for the people it does affect, we're creating a caste system. That's what they want to do. Governmental system that begins to divide people up into groups. And we have this in this country. We have what's called identity politics, which is group politics. They want to identify you as a particular group, put you in that group, and now you're in a pigeonhole. That's who you are now. That's what you are. You know, I need some tea. Recently had a conversation with a young person, and they were asking, you know, where they were. They were from her family came from the Bahamas. And she said, well, I'm not really African-American because my family came from the Bahamas. And then another side of her family came from somewhere else. And, there's a lot of Africans that were in the Bahamas because that's where a lot of the slave trading went through from Africa. So we didn't get into that discussion, but she was trying to figure out, what am I? Am I considered, you know, she was trying to put herself in this label thing. And I said, you are, and I said her name. That's who you are. You are the only one of your kind. You are as unique as a snowflake. I wasn't calling her a snowflake, but she was, we need to realize that people are people. Now there's a history to your. There's nothing wrong with knowing your history and understanding where you came from and what your family line is and everything that they went through. There's nothing wrong with that. But you should stand on your own merit and not lump yourself, not settle for this idea that you're going to lump yourself into a pool of people. And then this is where we've gotten in this country. That's where we are. We've gotten to this point where we do that. And when they start doing that, you can develop a caste society. In other words, you are in that group, and that's where you are, and that's where you belong. And then the persecutions can come, and then all this other stuff can, weird stuff can start happening from there. And it may not be next week. It's probably going to be, you know, years from now that those things start to disintegrate. I mean, where are we headed with this stuff? Ever stop and think about that? Just think about where are we headed with this? Where is this going to end? It's not just going to get to a point and then stop. It's going to continue to go. America is losing confidence in Fossey, according to poll. Yeah, he's definitely losing some ground here. Monica Lewinsky apparently made a comment. I'm not sure what it is. She sets Twitter afire with a perfect response to a question. Rand Paul now has said he's not going to get vaccinated. Now, I believe he had COVID. And there's a lot of senators and a lot of people who've gotten COVID who are not going to get vaccinated because the science, they're questioning some of the science based on, you know, that whole thing. There actually have been more cases of adverse reactions to the vaccine if you've already had the virus. There is some preliminary questions about that. So just keep that in mind. Israel drops vaccine passports and is 100% open. Now, Israel has really taken a flip-flop here. They've pretty much weathered the storm, gotten through this whole thing, did a really good job handling it. However, there could still be some outbreaks. But now they're not saying you have to have a passport to get there. I think that they're realizing a lot of people that do support them and tourism is a huge income for them and a huge market for them, and they probably wised up to that. Fastest girl in the state. What is this? Fastest girl in the state comes in third behind two boys. Not according to Joe Biden. The boys probably cheated because a girl can do anything as good or better than any man can do. Not a single thing. There's not a single thing. Not a single thing that a man can do that a woman can't do as good or better. There you go. That was Joe Biden and all of his wisdom. And that's my bumper music. So we're going to have a show this afternoon. I'll put this one out there real quick, and then I will be talking more. You can hear me bloviate. about my opinions on the news. Hope everybody has a great day. Take care, and I'll be back. So God bless. Have a great day.